This is the 5-minute focus for episodes 86, hours 1 and 2.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. And for March, what would be 29th, 2022, this is the 5-minute focus, part show, mini show, and part advance notice on what's to come. I have no comments on the slap. I don't care. There, I've mentioned it. I do have comment that apparently, and I'm just learning this. It's controversial that Smith got up and apparently slapped. Well, didn't apparently hit what's his name, Chris Rock. Okay, wow, that's very exciting. But I guess it's not to be discussed that these people are also fostering gender confusion in their children. And allowing that to occur. And no, I don't want their kids to be news. I want their parenting to be news. When they're going to do that. And hey, there's a whole bunch of logs, 2x4 sticking out of my head, out of my eye. So I'm not here saying that, you know, Will Smith doesn't have his good qualities, or Jada Smith, or whatever her name is, Jada, Jetta. I don't particularly care. I care about this, that apparently their open marriage is also a non-issue. And again, adults, do what you want to do. But the fact that Will Smith is trying to square this with his Christianity, and he went to an intimacy coach. I mean, this tells you so very much about Hollywood. An intimacy coach is on level with the Bible and his Christian upbringing. Because his intimacy coach said, hey, it's okay if you like to have sex with a bunch of people. And I guess what else would an intimacy coach say? So I guess I care more about this than I thought I did. Just not the slap. I care more about the way this stuff is fostered down to our kids. Now, to the 5-minute focus, now that I've distracted myself. In hour one, we're going to examine what the party continues to hide under COVID, under cover of Putin-19. And this isn't to say that the Russian invasion of Ukraine isn't a serious matter. It is, particularly for the people who are being murdered and watching their families be murdered. That's a very serious issue. And now that's the figurehead has said that we need to that Putin needs to be taken out of power. And Putin has apparently noticed that. That's an equally big deal and equally important to focus on. But I'm not going to give up. And I'm not going to let them play the game where we can't focus on two things at once. I refuse to give up on what they're hiding as regard to COVID. Right? They're trying to hide COVID deaths in Putin-19.
150,000, probably more than that. Probably 400,000 Americans have been killed by the U.S. government.
Killed. Those are strong words. So who's saying that? We'll talk about this in hour two. About how they're hiding this stuff under cover of Putin-19. And we'll talk about who says that and who did that analysis and what it's based upon. It's a solid analysis, 410,000 unexplained deaths in the United States, not being covered by the woke, by the Mockingbird media. In fact, being purposely ignored by the Mockingbird media in favor of, no, we need to talk about Putin and only Putin, but take a quick break for Will and Jada Smith or Chris Rock and Will Smith. That's an important area on which to focus. But there are people who are, even from the world of the press, even from the world of the BBC, there are BBC executives, now retired, calling out what has been done to the media under cover of COVID-19. This is an ex-Sky TV and ITV news executive named Mark Sharman.
Lead to the biggest assault on freedom of speech and democracy I've known in my lifetime.
And he has much more to say, including naming names of organizations who went to the BBC and said, you will not tell the truth about the lockdowns. You will not tell the truth about masking. You will not question the precious mRNA injections, or the following is going to happen to you. That's not getting any notice. But man, Will Smith slapped the dude. An actor slapped an actor. Gosh, I wonder if it's real. So that's hour two. Hour one, we're going to look at the fact that racism is dead. Yeah, the left has eliminated racism. Utterly gone. And this may seem like a good thing, because truly getting rid of racism, that would be a good thing. But what they've done is actually something far worse, and for them, far better. They have utterly disappeared any meaning behind the word racism, even though they're still saying things like
the shenanigans and the disrespect that we witnessed this past week. Let's not mince words.
This is all about the Supreme Court. It's all about they're going to continue to yell racism about this, even though they've rendered the word utterly meaningless. And this creates a really difficult conundrum for us. Because these are the same people who are installing the most racist society in world history. It's just not all the way fulfilled yet, but it's getting there. Doesn't stop Jonathan Carl on ABC News.
Focus on child pornography and pedophiles.
QAnon.
I mean, there was a message to QAnon. I mean, these are not major cases. These were sentencing decisions.
Yeah, if only there was a trend about which we're concerned. That they want to make this a singular, oh, there's some cases. No, it's a phenomena. We're tracking in the schools and in big medicine and in pharma and Hollywood and the pushing of MAPS, minor attracted persons, the rebranding of pedophilia. Sorry, we're not fooled that they were just talking about a couple of cases. That's what's coming up. Episodes 86, hours one and hour two. Now let's go spend some time with the good book and with the Lord.